League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Right, welcome back to Tip TV Finance. So we're here with Tim Harrison, who's head of wealth management for Linear Investments. How are you today, Tim?
Well, England's Lions roared against the mighty Malta on Saturday.
Malta?
Yes, you know, that well-known international footballing team.
Well, it's probably a smaller island than Iceland was the other, with the nemesis.
Yeah, well, exactly. And look how they got on in the recent championships. So we've done very well.
Right.
Messrs Rooney and Co. really justifying their £200,000 a week.
Okay, all right. On to a better business, perhaps. The world of the stock market. What's caught your eye this week?
Well, it's a pretty dry week in terms of companies reporting. Obviously, all the headlines last week were up until Wednesday. You had Tesco's, which were a great set of figures. The turnaround really cracking on. And then the Friday, we saw the flash crash, fat finger, algo story, which I see Mark Carney's launching an investigation into exactly what and how that has occurred. So this week, it's a pretty quiet week. I mean, there's companies like Sky Reporting, Booker's, Rank, obviously on the back of the 888 and William Hill deal. Obviously, there's a further read across there this morning. But two that we're looking at are slightly curveball scenarios. One, Domino's Pizza, following on from my health food of last week with Greg's.
Yes.
And secondly, we'll be looking at Ted Baker. Now, Domino's, obviously, it's seemingly the thing to do now is get takeaways delivered to your home. You've seen it with Just Eat, Hungry Horse, etc. Domino's, they're diversifying their business. They've gone into the Nordic region. They picked up a stake in the Nordic franchise earlier in the year. But again, on the back of the Olympics, the football championships, etc., you would anticipate a reasonably strong set of figures latter part of this week. It's not one that I've ever frequented, I must confess. But I think as a value play, value investment, they don't look too bad.
So the onion rings, the garlic bread, and the extra crusty margaritas are not something
you're showing your ignorance to. I mean, my body is a temple, and I must confess.
Well, no, the only thing with this is, I mean, you like this company, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And the only thing with this is, isn't there the competition issue now that you can get a pizza from anyone via Deliveroo or Hungry Horse or Just Eat? Why would you go for Domino's?
Well, they seem to have the brand power. I live out in the sticks, and every delivery driver, obviously Deliveroo and Just Eat and whatnot, aren't as popular outside of the city, etc. But Domino's seem to be continuing to steal a march. I think their pricing point has become a lot more competitive against, historically, you had the likes of Pizza Hut, etc., which were the delivery kings. These guys have become a lot leaner, meaner. Their pricing point's pretty strong, but there's still a huge margin. At the end of the day, it's a bit of tomato and a bit of dough.
Right. Okay. Is there any dough in Ted Baker? That's the next company that you've got on offer today.
Well, again, with the following on from the retail sort of story that I've been picking up over the last couple of months, I've highlighted companies like Next before. Ted Baker has done fantastically well for shareholders over the last few years. Yes, it has dragged back over the last couple of months on the back of Brexit, etc., etc. But with their diversification into growing markets, they've opened concessions, etc., into Asia. I think that the company looks pretty strong. Again, it's not a shop that I've ever frequented.
I can tell.
So I can't speak from first hand with regards to their fashion, but they seem to be popular. Again, the price.
It's a youth thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Once upon a time, I was young, back in the 1970s. No, but I think again, from a value point, you've got obviously the lows of June, July, which is potentially your stop out level. But again, I could see this pushing back to the highs of last year. As we see on the chart there.
Right. So the key driver here, really, the international expansion.
International growth is key. Obviously, retail en masse import is being killed on the back of the cable. But I think the diversification, they've done it at the right time. And I think you could see the shares push on.
Tim Harrison, Head of Wealth Management at Linear Investments. Thanks for coming in today. We'll be back after the break.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.